At 5 to 1, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Para. It's partly cloudy and 16 degrees outside our East York studios. In the news today, Transit City is coming to Toronto eventually, 82 new charges for Colonel Williams, and get ready to start paying HST on Saturday. Well, it's been a fight since the province brought down its budget a month ago, but Transit City is coming to Toronto. It's just going to take longer to happen. In a letter to City Hall, the province promised $4 billion for the project. Some plans, like the Spadina subway, are going ahead as scheduled. Other routes in Toronto's suburbs, like the Eglinton, Sheppard, Finch, and Scarborough lines, are coming in 2020 instead of 2018. There's more shocking news from Belleville with the Colonel Williams case. The former head of CFB Trenton is facing 80 more charges. That's on top of the murder and sexual assault he's also accused of. Most of the new ones are break-ins in the Tweed and Ottawa areas. Unbelievably, many of these victims didn't even know things had been taken from their homes. It's alleged that one of the homes Williams broke into is that of Corporal Marie-France Comeau. Williams is charged with her murder as well. Taxes are a very certain thing in Ontario right now. The harmonized sales tax is hitting us tomorrow. What it means is that on Saturday, you'll pay more for a concert that's in July than you will for a concert that's coming in June. It's because our current tax, the PST, is ending on July 1st. There's been controversy about this, but the idea is that businesses will start lowering their taxes once they start getting refunds from the new tax. And let's not forget, income taxes are due today, so procrastinators out there have until midnight tonight to file their returns. In hockey, it's game one for the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Montreal Canadiens are playing the Penguins in Pittsburgh tonight. The Penguins are the preferred favorite going in. But things are looking good for the Canadiens. They won their last game against the Washington Capitals on Wednesday 2-1, and goalie Goroslav Halak stopped over 50 shots at goal. And the Jays play the Oakland A's again tonight at the Rogers Centre. They're also coming off a good win from yesterday when they beat the A's 6-3. John Buck hit a surprise 3 homers and 5 RBIs coming off an embarrassing slump since this year. We'll see what he'll do tonight. And in basketball, more international games may be coming to Toronto. Our city is bidding to host the 2011 FIBA Americas Championships. They're a qualifier for the 2012 Olympic teams. The other cities vying for the games are Rio de Janeiro and Mar del Plata. And more on games. The student union at the University of Toronto is trying to get students to vote yes to a world-class athletics facility. The school beat out Markham last year in a bid to host the Pan Am Games. But since then, some students have spoken out against paying for the facility out of their own pockets. Many of the students paying for the facility will have graduated by the time the facility is complete. Acting Student Union President Amir Bashir thinks the cost is worth it.
It's not just an athletic facility, it's much more than that, right? It's a community center that's going to be open to the community in our area. Yeah. Our area definitely needs a community center. We actually live in a high-risk community, so Malvern and the Morneau are definitely need something. Yeah.
Another benefit is that the facility would bring the LRT to the satellite campus. Bashir said the facility will bring change to the school and community. He thinks property values will rise and businesses will grow. The finished building is slated to hold 4 varsity gyms, an Olympic-sized pool, and an 8-lane running track. And on to entertainment. Are you ready for Freddy? A new Nightmare on Elm Street movie opens tonight. The remake has gotten mixed reviews, some okay and some not so okay. It's not that gory or scary, but if you're a real Nightmare fan, you may enjoy how this remake remains true to the original 80s film. Or you may want to see something new, which you won't in this movie. Other films that are opening tonight are Furry Vengeance and Gunless. And that's the Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Mary Para.